Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington City Administrator Brent Hinson about his recent hire as Mason City's Deputy City Administrator Finance Director beginning August 9th. Would you care to say what drew you to apply for the Mason City Deputy City Administrator Finance Director role?
Yeah, absolutely. So I assisted in my consulting sideline. I assisted Mason City with hiring their current city administrator back in early 2018. And so I have nothing but the highest respect for Aaron. It's their city administrator. Was able to help get him lined up with Mason City. He's doing great things. Like I said, it's an unfortunate thing that, you know, Kevin Jacobson, that was their longtime finance director, passed away here very unexpectedly this spring. And Aaron was, you know, kind of the initial conversation started with, I had just reached out to Aaron to say, hey, I'm really sorry to hear about Kevin. I know how big a loss that is to the community. And then really that just kind of started, you know, after we just corresponded, talked a little bit over the next few days following that, and then that kind of led to this position, really, is kind of how that worked. And so it's, you know, it's a community I'm real familiar with. I spent parts of my career before coming to Washington. I was in Iowa Falls, Iowa, as the finance director, city clerk, and that's only about 45 minutes from Mason City. And then I was in Garner, Iowa for a little over 6 years as city administrator, and that's only 20 miles from Mason City. So certainly I am very, very familiar with the community and some of the things going on, and won't have any problem getting around town, anything like that. Very familiar with the area. My wife is from Algona, which is only about an hour away, and has a brother that lives within an hour as well. And so, you know, really, it's a very familiar place. It's a very great, you know, very good opportunity for me to work with a great manager like Aaron and be able to help him and help the city, and then also, you know, really take the reins and be involved in just a really first-class finance operation. They've had 21 consecutive years of getting an award from the Government Finance Officers Association that really takes a tremendous amount of work for their staff. So it's really a fantastic position, very, very well-run city, and really feel like I'm going to interface there very well.
You've worked for the city of Washington for 10 years now. How do you feel about how you've helped serve the city for a decade?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I am leaving with the confidence that I've helped with many other people, but helped to vastly improve this community in the last decade. You know, we have gotten on the leading edge of where we needed to be in so many areas. You know, the community is doing very well, has great leadership with, you know, in Chamber and Main Street with the Y. We've got a great staff with the city of Washington, and things are in good shape. I've left them better than I found them. I've helped the community progress in lots and lots of ways, and feel like this is a good appropriate point. You know, we got, just in the last year, we got two big heavy lift, long-term projects done with the Wellness Park that had been kind of a community dream since 2007, so well before I came to town, and we helped get that accomplished this last year, and then the City Hall Police and Fire, which took us 8 years from conceptualization to completion, but we got that done this last October. So really feel very good with the condition I'm leaving the city in, with a just super qualified and diligent staff and strong financial condition, a good plan for the future. So, yeah, I really think Washington has great days ahead of it.
So what do you think the next 2 months will look like for you as you wrap up your time here in Washington? Are there any priorities that you'll be working on in this time?
Yeah, you know, I think it, you know, certainly that a major focus will be making sure that, you know, that is an orderly transition, that I do everything for the staff members that'll be picking up a little bit more of the load in the interim before the council gets somebody new hired. You know, so certainly I expect that's where my focus will be.
What do you think you'll miss most after leaving Washington?
You know, I really think it's just the staff members that I've had the opportunity to work with. You know, really, all the department heads but one, I was involved with hiring or promoting. So, you know, certainly it's an organization that I've helped build over time. I'm very proud of the work that our people do, and I will certainly miss the people.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson about his recent hire as Mason City's Deputy City Administrator Finance Director beginning August 9th. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.